Hello, and good evening, because it's like 10 o'clock p.m. So, we're going to be having a rather long, and this is probably going to be a long, because I'm doing a little extra, more than just vibrator, you know, I got like two different toys out and at the ready. So, table of contents, or I guess like a menu. So, as I stated in my little update. Oh, and yeah, I have my fan going because this is just technically a ramble fab. Yeah, this is just a ramble fab, so I'm not worried about quality or anything. This is just raw audio because it's not a script and it doesn't have to sound like super nice, so I'm just comfortable. But what was I saying? Right. So, pertaining to my update that I posted almost a month ago. It's been like 23 days according to Reddit. I have these new toys. I don't know if it's we'll go with plural toys. Technicalities don't matter with this kind of thing. But I have these new toys. And they are oviposition eggs. And if you don't know what those are, just look at the link that I put in there. It's like little oviposition silicone eggs. They can fit in my closed palm, so they're not super big. They're a little smaller than a chicken egg, but squishy. So, you know, they're for vaginal insertion. I'm not sure about asses, because if it doesn't have a flared base, don't put it in your ass. Just don't. It'll get stuck up there. But, I'm getting distracted. So, anyway. I hate getting distracted so much. That happens so often. I'm gonna have to put timestamps on here like I did with the other little one. But, blah, blah, blah. I have oviposition eggs. If you don't know what those are, just look at the link. And so I will be using those today. Along with, of course, my old reliable vibrator. And who is texting me? I'll look at that later. And my oh-so lovely little dildo. I call it little because, like, it actually technically is little. Because I have a bigger one, but I don't use it. I don't like that one. I don't like dildos. I'm uncomfortable. But, yeah. So, this is, like, the longest exposition I have ever done. I'm nervous. I've used them once before, but twice before. First time I just put one in. It's a set of three. I haven't gotten three yet. I might try to get three today. I don't know. Two was a lot. But yeah, so I'm gonna try to do three, but I probably won't be able to. Also, just, this is funny as hell, but like the first time I used them, I put the first one in, and I was laying down on my back, because you know, that's the most comfortable position, and it's like, I was trying to push it out, and I started panicking because it wouldn't come out, and I was like, what if it's stuck? And then all you have to do is squat, and then it comes right out. It might take a little maneuvering, but for the most part, if you're not laying down, if you, like, try to squat, it'll come right out. At least that's the easiest way that I've found, but I don't know, some people can just push it out. I cannot, no. Anyway, let's get started. Oh, I'm so nervous. I don't know why I'm nervous. Like, I've done this before, but it's just, Okay. Gotta get comfortable. Normally, I'm listening to other audios while I do this, but I cannot do that while I'm recording. So it's kind of gonna suck for me, cause I'm a real big auditory person. And it's like, oh no, I can't listen to anything right now. So, yeah, that's gonna be fun. Actually, hold on. Okay, so I'm gonna clip that one about me not being able to. Eh, never mind, I won't. This, no editing. So it's gonna be really long. Yeah, I'll put those strips. So, I'm just gonna listen to audios on my computer. It's easier that way. I'll keep the two things separate. So, let's get started. Also, I'm a very quiet moaner. And sometimes I don't moan at all, so hopefully, hopefully I can be vocal enough for this to be an enjoyable experience for anyone who's listening. Where the hell did I put my loop? There's my loop. Okay. cannot do this without loop, because God, no. Loop is your friend. It's just a really quiet. And hopefully I don't fall asleep while doing this, because that happens. That happens sometimes. And as usual, I'll start off with just grinding on the floor. Just to get started on the other things. The most friends have already come today, so I try to keep it on one a day because I get overstimulated easier. So we're gonna see what happens today, tonight. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to. And I don't know if it's like a reward to just like put that away in steps. But also recently, I'm into pet play for those of you who don't know. Because I don't talk about being submissive much on here, but I am very much into pet play. So I also recently bought a tail, and God, it is perfect. And of course, it's a buckled tail because, you know, why not? So if I really wanted to go, I couldn't put it overboard. I could also put that in. Just a lot to squeeze on when I come. But maybe another day. Another out of room. Usually use the vibrational patterns, but I'm gonna leave it today. I don't like to edge myself that much. But I don't wanna come too many times. And I just ruin everything for myself. A little edging is warranted. Too close to me, but I just kind of, I wouldn't say it hurts, but it's not, isn't that pleasant? I don't like the pattern. I tell myself I try to do a pattern, but I really don't like them. God, I hope you can hear me over my phone, because you can't. No, I'm gonna listen to this. I think like a few people will listen to it. Not that many, though. Because this isn't some dummy down audio, it's just a ramble fact. Stretch myself out of it. My delta. And then we'll get to the fun part, which is the eggs, but prep is very important. This is a good number of months ago, but I got a question asking if I have a hairy pussy, and yes, I do. Hold on, I'm trying to do something. Anyway, just playing with myself. I'm not playing anything recently, but I'm still on the outside. But, yes, I asked me if I had a hair pussy. I said yes, because I don't shave or wax. I just do a trim to make sure everything looks nice. And I asked if I could talk about it, I guess, in a future audio. I have no idea who that person was or if they'll even hear this one, but just for you. I don't even know how to talk about it, but it's nice, I guess. It's a comfortable amount of room. And one shave it off with like Nair, wiped it off or something, and I missed it so much. Like, I would put my hands over my pubic area, I don't even know, just hold it, or just have my hand there, and it just felt so wrong. But it does make lube cleanup a bit of a hassle. Just lube in general a bit of a hassle, because it gets, you know, on the hair and everything. But it's nice. It has a nice feeling to everything. I wouldn't like my pussy if it was smooth. I don't think I would. Then goes a finger. It's kind of like, oh, I've got some near the loop, but oh,
see. Oh, that's so cold. I edit more lube, but it's really cold. Oh, fuck. But, I wouldn't say that I'm finger fucking myself. It's more like a gentle finger massage inside. So, let's see. If we get it, let's see. That's a good one. So easy this time. Okay. And like I said, I lost the bottle. Like I said, not much of a moaner. I'm not sure why. I guess I'm just really desensitized, but I don't have that much. Like, I can still feel it, but it's more numb, I guess. I don't know. My body is weird when it comes to arousal. I'm not gonna go too in depth about that. But Does feel good. I'm just not much of a moaner, so I put some lube on this first egg. And let's try to get it. Oh, it's cold. Let's try to get it in here. How am I doing this? Oh, my clit is like aching right now. I'm not really touching it. I'm just trying to get the egg in. Oh. Oh, I got it. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. My head feels fuzzy now. Feels good. Yeah, my clit is aching. I pinch my clit and I clench down I can feel the egg when I clench. It's much better and squeezing down on nothing. I can say that for sure. So let's give myself a little reward for fitting it. Giving it in. Okay. Let's try for the second. All that clenching actually helps move the egg up so that there's more room for the lungs. I'm gonna hold this leg a little bit up. Sorry, the audio. I'm just looking too soon. Didn't push the egg out. Well, not the first one, the second. Fuck. Mmm. 2x doesn't sound like a lot, but
fuck, doesn't feel like it. I don't think I'll be able to get 3x tonight. Maybe next.
Just mostly because, like, the idea of just being filled to filled so filled. Sounds like, oh, that sounds so good. So the opposition eggs kinda help with that. So full.
Oh, it's so fucking hot. Damn. Oh, fuck.
Oh, that feels so good. I was trying to make, not make too much. Fuck. That clears so sensitive right now. Oh my god. Yeah, if I just touch it. Just a little bit. Saying I was trying. to make myself quiet. But not at least as quiet as I kind of want it to be. But fuck, it's so warm. I wonder if I can push it all the way down. Nope. Okay. Oh, fuck. Let's lay some eggs. Okay. So, to get him, I just squat. Not exactly a squat, but more like on my knees. And I kind of lean forward and put my ass a little bit in the air. And then I get a finger inside. And I push it onto the egg, and then I push oh, it's so wet. I don't even have to add any much lube. Oh, come on. Cause when I come, they get pushed in a little further. Oh, it does not want to come out. Oh, sometimes you gotta sit upright. And spread it. Oh, come on. Oh, that's one egg. Put it on this little towel because it's fucking wet and sticky. Come in you. Okay, now the second one. The second one's gonna be a little harder to get because it's deeper in there. Okay, let's get my fingers in. Oh yeah, it is in there. Okay. Fuck. Oh, it's so deep. Had that much space in here. Ooh, here it comes. Fuck. Okay, so. We hit the 1 hour mark. Oh, fuck. Well, I enjoyed that. And hopefully, you will too. I have no idea how loud the fan is on me, with this audio and how quiet I've been talking, but hopefully it's legible or understandable, however you want to phrase it. I need to go wash my hands and pee. Okay, well, goodbye, my lovely listeners.